water rights over to them so that they can fill the reservoir and start the fishery again. So we're working on that. There's a couple other alternatives. And I know, I've spoken with BLM several times and different people with Fish, Wildlife and Parks on the issue to see how we can accomplish this, because it is a fishery that a number of people in this area, Haver and Chinook and others, use. So, and again, like I say, we're going to try to work through that. And that's really all I have to say today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Most of my phone calls and activity, of course, have been on the Madison, and certainly I recognize what the primary issue is regarding crowding, but I think it's important to remember what we've gone through in these last 2 years, and the very organized and the very loud voices who've made it clear that we go treading into that non-commercial use, that they will fight that with every fiber of their being and engage in rhetoric that is harmful and deceitful. This commission and the department has long recognized what the problem is, and this EA was a first step to work with the commercial users and in the EA gather information under the new proposals that would allow us to address the true problem. So I do take issue with the idea that what we were doing in no way related to that, but being the department being a body that listens to the community and a commission that listens to the community, we all understood that this was a multi-step process. And if we say we're going to just not do anything until we can get our arms all the way around the non-commercial use, well, then I don't think we'll ever be able to do anything. It's been made clear time and again that if we have a discussion about pulling even one angler off that river, one regular user, that we're going to destroy the local economy. And to Commissioner Byard's point, the sooner we get some measure of certainty for all those users, the better it will be for the entire community, the business community, and the sporting community. So I'm hoping we can proceed in some fashion. Of course, we have a lot of challenges here with COVID, but I want to commend the department for all of their efforts over the last 2 years, and particularly Director Williams, who, as you have seen, has been taking a lot of arrows, has been subject to a lot of accusations that, in my opinion, are completely unfounded. So I'm looking forward to our meeting today. We have some items on the agenda that have a little bit of controversy. We also have some very interesting items on the agenda. I'm looking forward to the next presentation in particular about use of technology in the fishing world. I called Vice Chairman Stuker earlier today. There may be a point or a couple points in the day where I have to jump off for a little bit. And I'll leave the meeting in his capable hands. So if you suddenly see me disappear, I'm not emergently running to the bathroom. I've got some items that I need to address. With that, I'll turn it over to Director Williams.